absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 181 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. My name is Laurent Borgmann, and today our show will be all about German habits, conventions, and perhaps cultural barriers. Are you interested in soccer? Did you follow the FIFA World Cup, which ended a couple of weeks ago? Now, when you look at it, it is probably the biggest intercultural event in the world, where people from all continents come together to enjoy sports. Now, some countries stood out more than others, above all Brazil, who hosted the games, and we learned a lot more about the Brazilian geography and its culture. But also Germany stood out, because they won the cup. So now, many people around the world are thinking about doing a trip to Germany. As a consequence, we, the team of Absolutely Intercultural, have decided to give our listeners an intercultural inside view into some parts of the German culture in the hope of reducing some stereotypes which you may have heard about. So in our first category, Absolutely Legal, I interviewed Matt Schroeder, an American from South Carolina with German descent. He spent 1 month at Rhein-Ahr Campus in Germany and is going to share some personal experiences he made during his stay. He noticed several cultural differences. Even the laws on campus seem to be different.
You can drink beer on campus, which is nice, but quite different from America. You'll have cops running after you.
In our second category, Absolutely Exotic, I asked Christina from Lithuania, Za from Vietnam, and Christian from Germany to tell us more about the Germans. Christina found it weird that the Germans should call her exotic.
And one German guy, Sandro, who is actually going to Kaunas next semester to Lithuania, he told me that I'm exotic. For Germans.
Okay.
And I was never described as exotic because Lithuania, it seems it's Eastern European country. What is special about it?
In our third category, Absolutely Informed, I interviewed Adelheid Korb, who is going to talk about an interesting project which is run by the international students at Rhein-Ahr Campus.
And I really love reading those contributions because it gives me an insight into what my students are interested in, what their problems are to some extent, but also what they really enjoy doing here.
But now let us start with the show. You are listening to Absolutely Intercultural. My name is Laurent Borgmann. Often, while visiting different countries as a foreigner, the language barrier seems to be the first issue you have to deal with. However, at the same time, intercultural issues such as proximity to people or privacy can be an issue. And even friendly directness could be misunderstood as a kind of rudeness. In our category Absolutely Legal, I interviewed Matt Schroeder from South Carolina, USA. At the beginning of his stay, he felt a little helpless because his German was not good enough to help him in uncomfortable situations.
Most of the German natives, or even most people around, could see that I was a lost American. but it wasn't until I approached someone and asked for help as best as I could with the German I could speak, and they were actually very polite in switching to English for me, which was helpful, and I was able to get on a couple different train stops after about maybe an hour of going the wrong way.
Okay, sometimes people say that they compare Germans to coconuts and Americans to peaches. And the Americans are peaches. They're all sweet and fluffy on the outside and soft and nice.
Yeah.
And then there is a hard kernel in the on the inside. And of the Germans, they say it's the opposite. It's the hard shell is on the outside, like in a coconut. Mm-hmm. But once you're through that hard shell, once you're friends with somebody, it's all sweet on the inside. Can you relate to that? Does that make sense to you, that there are different types, the Germans and the Americans?
I definitely think that it's a good analogy. Most of the Germans, I found, at least when I first arrived, everything was on the surface. You know, okay. It was, hello, how are you? Mm-hmm. But very few, I guess, went more into it besides a surface relationship.
Okay. Where, and there in America, you would expect more friendliness, yes. More openness right from the start?
Oh, yeah. A lot of times Americans will go out of their way to, I guess, get to know you. But at a certain point, I guess you do hit the hard part where they're like, well, I helped you out enough, and this is where it stops.
Okay.
Which is interesting as well.
Once you've gone through that hard shell with the Germans, then it is actually all sweet inside.
Okay.
And when they say to you, you must come back next year, surprise, they actually mean it. They want you to come back.
Okay, that's good to know. I guess I have to make some travel plans then.
Right. Now, during the time that you were here, you also attended classes. You got to know some of your fellow students. Did you notice anything was different in the classroom from an American classroom?
Well, I actually followed a teacher from the States over here. Mm-hmm. And the curriculum and stuff was the same, but in America, we have these big universities where all the money is taken from these high tuitions and put into, you know, swimming pools and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's very, I guess, glamour, prestigious. They want to make the universities. And here it's simple and, I guess, really focused on the education, which is good because that's what you go to university for.
So you notice that here we have a more no-nonsense university where everything's only about the classes. And not so much about sports, for example, not so much about leisure time?
Probably not so much about their amenities. Here there's still, you know, the volleyball court and the student activities and stuff. Mm-hmm. You can drink beer on campus, which is nice, but quite different from America. You'll have cops running after you.
Right, so you have a dry campus in America. You wouldn't be seen with a bottle of beer when you're watching the beach soccer, for example?
Absolutely not. they would not like that at all. So, right. And I think that's actually at all universities in the States.
As you heard, even the legal situation around drinking beer in public can differ from culture to culture. So let's move to our second category, absolutely exotic. I interviewed Za from Vietnam, Christina from Lithuania, and Christian from Germany. They share some very interesting first-hand intercultural experiences with us. But first of all, I asked them if they had any difficulties approaching people and making friends in Germany.
Well, in my case, I really have difficulty contacting with Westerner people in general. But somehow I have this kind of bridge with other Asian people, like Chinese or Thai.
Ah, okay.
Like, I can always jump in a conversation with them even though they are stranger, and then a minute later we're like best friend on earth or something
right.
like that.
Right. Do you go out of your way to get in touch with them when you see Asian people?
Well, not in many cases, but sometimes I do. If, like, I suddenly saw a Chinese girl on the street and then I never saw anyone.
Oh, okay.
For me, it was a bit different experience. I benefited a lot from being an exchange student, a foreigner here, and I got a lot of friendly Germans coming up to me and talking to me, and in the end, I made even some really close friendships in the end.
So they came up to you because you were an exchange student and because they knew that?
I guess in most cases they noticed that I'm speaking in English with somebody next to them, and they would come up, oh, hi, where from are you?
So is that attractive for Germans to get in touch with foreigners on the campus?
Well, I think it's something exclusive or rather new for them because mm-hmm. They also can get in touch with other countries, especially on the campus. And also, for some people, it's also a good way to improve their English skills and language skills.
Okay.
But and also, it's because you want to learn something new.
Okay.
And one German guy, Sandro, who is actually going to Kaunas next semester to Lithuania, he told me that I'm exotic for Germans.
Okay.
And I was never described as exotic because Lithuania, it seems it's an Eastern European country. What is special about it?
That is true.
I disagree because so far no one approached me for being a foreigner.
No? Okay. No. and you do look exotic to us. So it's very clear from the beginning that you are Asian. So we would see that. But they didn't come up to you actively. Why do you think this is happening to you, Christina? Why do you think people come up to you and talk to you?
I think it maybe depends a bit from my personality. Because if I'm in a room, I'm in a loud and often in a center of attention. So it has to do something with that.
Okay. Did you notice that Germans need more privacy, perhaps, than in your own countries? Because sometimes Southern Europeans complain about that and they say the Germans are so distant, and this is how they describe it.
I have a lot of experience in this area because I was living in a flat with a German guy. We had separate rooms, but we shared kitchen. And throughout the whole 4 months that we spent in the same apartment, I was trying to find out more about him, speak to him, ask questions. He was always kind and answered it, but never made that extra effort to get to know to me.
Okay.
And his room doors were always closed. Once I invited him for tea in my room, and he seemed to be really uncomfortable being in my room.
So it was almost like a visit to your room then?
Yes, I felt a bit like he's being even more formal, even though it was just a friendly invite for the tea.
So Christina felt a little uncomfortable and misunderstood when she invited her German roommate for a cup of tea to her room. His closed door might suggest that this was an intercultural issue about privacy and distance. In order to explore some more intercultural misunderstandings, I asked Matt Schroeder from our first category if, after his experience, he would now warn his American friends about the strange German ways before they travel to Europe.
Not so much warn them, just be ready for a few things. It's not the harsh language maybe some Americans depict. They're actually a lot more friendly. If you're outgoing enough to ask them a question, they will help you out, but you have to be ready to introduce yourself. And also a big
thing. That is interesting. So is that different from the US? Would you expect somebody else to introduce you first?
If you're by yourself, no. But if you are maybe with a friend or something, usually people go, "This is so-and-so, nice to meet you." And here it's, you got to jump on the gun or maybe you will never meet anyone. also, something I didn't realize till I had to get a different train from when I landed is German people are very impatient maybe. They have their tickets or whatever, and they have the right to demand and get their services done, which is completely fine. But I was used to waiting in a line, and many were just jetting straight to the front as quick as they can to get whatever they needed done. And being in Germany, not knowing a lot of German, it was kind of hard to tell them not to do that because I didn't know what I needed.
But you didn't appreciate that.
No.
And you didn't expect that from the disciplined Germans.
No, not at all. But I learned quickly to act upon things as fast as I could.
Right. Okay. Now, on this first day, did you notice any things which were really different from your own country? Maybe different smells, different sounds, anything that was really different?
The mineral water. In America, we don't have the carbonation. So it's good, but I don't know if I'll ever get used to it. The place where I was staying, the family was actually away on holiday and was let in by one of their friends, which was a very nice house, a nice garden, everything. I was there for a couple days until the family got back and actually ended up meeting the daughter of the family who was taking care of the family cat. And her name was Sophie, very nice, very polite. And soon after I met her, I had a phone call from the other house I was going to be moving to, saying he was coming over, and he basically let me know that I was using areas of the house I wasn't supposed to.
Because you didn't have an introduction before you got into the house?
He did, but the introduction, he showed me where my bathroom was and where the room I was staying. But I guess I assumed I could use the kitchen to cook and watch TV, which I guess the doors were closed for a reason, and I wasn't allowed past that door.
All right. So you got your first lesson there in German privacy, that if a door is closed, that means you're not supposed to go there.
Exactly. Yeah. And when I met the family, apologized, bought them a bottle of wine. I think they enjoyed that. And after that, things were smooth.
When others talk about Germans, they often use the words efficiency and discipline. I asked Christina, Za, and Christian to tell me whether these stereotypes have any truth in them.
I had some experiences while working in a group for one course with German girls, and they were really well structured. We had a group task to make a marketing plan for one company, and there was a deadline, of course, but one girl just took initiative. She became sort of a manager of the group. Everything was planned. Everybody had their tasks, and we gave in our assignment just before the deadline, like a week before a deadline, which I was not used to happening. But okay. This was really one of those outstanding experiences with German working life that I had.
Well, I also agree on the part efficient, because so far for the group work, like, I noticed that German students, they did their task as soon as possible. While me, and I realized also for Finnish student, like, we submitted right on the deadline.
Okay, yeah. And so that would be a difference.
Yes. Actually, it made me feel pretty bad, like, even though I meet the deadline, but I don't feel that I actually did something good, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I also think that the Germans are rather strictly and efficient, especially when it comes to education, the education sector or the work sector. I think they, because of the rather strict schooling system in Germany, mm-hmm. grading system, they are used to this rather efficient and strictly working.
Mm-hmm. How about out there in the street? Do you notice that the Germans are more disciplined, for example? Or in their social life with alcohol, things like that?
Well, I noticed like not so many Germans try to cross the road when it's like red line.
Mm-hmm.
Because I noticed like in London, no one pay attention to the traffic lights. So. Mm-hmm.
And more about experiences in parties. I was always amazed how it can turn for a group of German students. The party can turn into football celebration, even though it's just a regular gathering. If they use some alcohol, they often start singing the fan songs or some even movements. It's always fun to watch and something unique, I guess.
Okay, so it can turn into something pretty wild as soon as alcohol is involved, you say? And as soon as it's during their private time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would also say. I wouldn't necessarily say there needs to be alcohol involved. I think it's mostly because of the private time. Some maybe even compensate for the rather strict working experiences. But I also figure, like Zaz said, the rules with the, for example, with the crossings, they still obey the rules.
Yeah, a red traffic light is a red traffic light in Germany.
Exactly.
Okay, how about a sense of humor? Some or most countries would say that the Germans don't have a sense of humor. Did you detect any people who have a sense of humor?
Well, they have a sense of humor during their private time.
Okay.
But when I notice like when they go to classes or when they are working, they're not that humorous. I tried to crack some joke sometime, but like, yeah, I feel
it
really
didn't
stupid.
Go down well.
Yes, in a working environment, I agree that they tend to be more concentrated on what's happening, what do they have to work on. But in free time, I don't think that they are more serious than others. I think there are a lot of people who can make fun and entertain me.
So these three students noticed a difference between Germans in class and at work, on the one hand, and during their private life, on the other hand, where they seem to have as much fun as everybody else in the world. Now let us move to our last category, absolutely informed. If you're thinking about studying in Germany for a semester or two, you want to get an idea of what it is like. And then you had better listen to Adelheid Korb. She's going to tell us about a blog which is managed by the international students themselves, with the aim to share their intercultural experiences with future international students.
About a year ago, we initiated a student blog where the exchange students talk about their experiences here at Rhein-Ahr campus and in Germany in general. They post contributions about once a week, sometimes more often if interesting things happen. And I really love reading those contributions because it gives me an insight into what my students are interested in, what their problems are to some extent, but also what they really enjoy doing here at Rhein-Ahr campus or in Germany.
Okay, now this sounds like you only read these postings when they are already online.
I do have access to the blog and I sometimes go in there and correct the most obvious spelling mistakes.
Okay.
But apart from that, it's completely under the control of the exchange students.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't take any kind of content monitoring. It's hosted on a blog page, but there is a link from our university international website to the blog. And I've sent this, the address to all our partner universities, and the response was quite positive.
That's interesting. This would have been my next question, actually. Who is the intended readership?
I think the circle of readers has now widened. In the beginning, it was more the partner universities, but now I think it's the friends of the exchange students. This
mm-hmm.
is one way of communicating with their friends at home. Letting them know what's happening. It's also for prospective exchange students, so they get a better idea of what it feels like to be on this campus. It's a more lively, in a sense, more intimate report of what is happening here than we would give on our official website.
Now, did you teach them to do this?
These blogs are very easy to run, and I just tell them how to get in there, and basically they run the whole thing themselves.
Even uploading pictures?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In a lot of cases, the students know more than I do, and
okay.
sometimes I have to ask the students how to
how
do
it works.
Things. The most recent postings are about going home and talking about their feelings, but they're also postings about travels that they've done within Germany or within Europe, sometimes even about academic experiences that they've had. So it's a variety of different topics, which I like.
This seems like the best way to get an insight into the exciting lives of international students. Check out the blog on our website. And that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Perhaps we will soon be able to welcome you in Germany. Please check out our website absolutely-intercultural.com to get more information about this and about previous episodes. And if you liked our show, please like us on Facebook too. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 5th of September. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell. Absolutely intercultural.
Vollständig querkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.